Your love goes on and on and on and on and on. Your grace goes on.
And we are back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kim DeBrine with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly. And this is a segment
where we
actually...
A very boring guest.
Yes, we just had a visit for Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken
was in the studio. Yeah, well, hopefully we'll get a little bit of that later. But
thanks,
yeah,
guys.
Actually, Christopher playing Jesus, which was even more...
Okay, you got to do it for him. Do it for him. Do the verse.
This is if Chris Walken played Jesus in a movie. It actually sounded like Chris Walken when I said that. It would be... Let not your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. My father's house. You're like, I can't handle the laugh. It's starting to sound like a kind of a chimpanzee laugh going on.
Hey!
Sounds like a chimpanzee hey.
I'm just kidding. That's great. I'm just kidding. That's good stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, wait.
That is the voice of
Jared the Chris Walken.
Yes.
Oh, actually.
Chris Walken.
Yes.
Doing Jared
the
Master.
Yeah, that's right. That's
Chris Walken. The other way around.
We actually have Chris Walken in the studio.
That's right.
Impersonating
Jared the Master.
So, now, okay, you said you're a one-trick pony, but, sir, you are not. You have a band.
Yeah.
You've done some acting and apparently some voiceover.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've done a lot
of voiceover. So what do you want to talk about first? Your voiceover stuff? Your
sure.
acting stuff?
Whatever
band?
You want. We can start with voiceover if you want.
Do it.
Cool.
When did you start?
I started like in probably 2004, and I started doing loop groups. So basically, I was in a theater company called the Hollywood Actors Co-op. You guys are probably
right.
might have heard of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, couple of guys from the Actors Co-op kind of put together this loop group and started doing Hallmark movies, basically.
Cool.
So, you know... And it was so funny because all of us were sort of really inexperienced loopers. And I don't know if you know what looping is. Essentially, what happens is you mic the main actors, and then the rest of the people, the background people, can't speak. You know, so you got your extras back there. They're pretending like they're speaking the whole time. They're saying watermelon, and so we have to fill in their mouths. You know, essentially, it's like the best job ever. And so for like 8 hours a day, we're sitting there watching a screen. You know, in a room like with you guys. You guys would be great loopers, by the way. Yeah, so you just like fill in what's happening, and so a lot of times. Yeah, you get really hilarious stuff because it's so in the background. And I got a friend, his name's Dave, and he's so good at this stuff. He's a lot better at Chris Walken than I am.
Wow.
And he will say things in the background like, you know, what am I going to do with this bag of cats? You know, like, you know, like, it's kind of like, it's like, what's that? You know, and like, and it'll be so, like, conversations that are just inane, like, this pile of rocks is too small. Well, this pile of rocks is too large. I'll bring some rocks over from that one over to this one. You know, and it's just, it's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous.
And you get paid to do it.
Yes, no, like that. And we laugh all the way home.
Nice.
All the way to the bank. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Jesus, for funny work.
I know, yeah. We laugh all the way. And we are all just, you know, it's like a big practical joke. We're making money to do this.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Okay, so did that voiceover stuff translate into acting stuff? Or you, that was
kind of
separately?
Well, it's kind of an actor. It's kind of like two different things.
Okay.
So I started doing voiceovers for movies, like Hallmark movies. Then I got a couple of really cool, like, bigger scale gigs, like Pathfinder, which was this a movie that nobody saw, but at least, you know, it was kind of on a bigger scale.
Yeah.
And Vikings, Native
Feature
Americans,
film.
You know, that sort of thing. Very
Feature
cool.
Film.
Feature film. And then, you know, some other ones, Resurrecting the Champ and some other
cool.
ones, Youth and Revolt, that kind of stuff.
On-screen stuff?
Yeah, that too. Got to do some on-screen acting for a while. Got to do some feature films. Got to do some...
and that door's still open when you get calls. You do that.
Right. Yeah, I shot a film in Spain in March this last year.
Cool.
Which was super radical. And
nice.
It was basically an adaptation of the Lost Coin. And it was a short film about a guy whose daughter's kidnapped, and then he's running through the streets of Madrid to try to get her. But it's definitely a parable. It's definitely a parable, which was super legit. It was super fun. We got to shoot in the subway system and all that kind of
stuff.
That's
awesome.
And you're listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kim DeBrine with Rod Schreck and Gauss Dan, Monique Donnelly. And we are in studio with Jarrett LaMaster, actor and singer, voiceover, and a band. By the way, we got to talking about it right before the... Before we got in here, you've got a new name for your band that's coming.
Yes, the next project we're going to go under the name McIntyre is going to be the name of the band.
It's awesome.
So, yeah, you know.
And this name is from who?
Well, we kind of decided that becoming a band is a lot like becoming a family, so we just chose a last name.
Nice.
And so that's what we're going to do.
Any particular reason or meaning?
Well,
or?
My grandfather's last name is McIntyre, and nice. He just moved out here from Florida. He's living in Upland. And kinda, so I'm in direct contact with him all the time.
For
so.
Those that don't know, where yeah. are you from? A little bit about Jarrett LaMaster, a little bit about your background. Where'd you come from? From into L.A.? I mean, where,
yeah, you know, we moved around a lot when we were kids. My dad worked for Lockheed Martin, and so we lived in Colorado. I lived in Central California. We lived in Massachusetts.
Cool.
Kind of did a lot of the growing up in Colorado, a lot of the formative years, high school stuff, like in Colorado. And then moved out here to go to APU.
Go Cougars!
Apu! Apu!
Apu.
So, right, so, yeah, that was, yeah, go Cougars, right. Yeah, so, then I went there, and then I became an actor, and then I became a worship leader. And I really felt the Lord call me into the ministry about 4 or 5 years into the acting career.
Did you grow up playing guitar?
Yeah, you know, I started when I was young and wasn't good.
Okay.
Even in college, I was terrible.
All right.
And what basically, I'm a singer that had to learn how to play the guitar to kind of accompany my singing.
There you go. Nice.
And because I was like, I'm so frustrated. Everyone's accompanying me. You know, like, yeah. just get frustrated.
How can I do it by myself?
Right. How can I do this by myself and not have to, you know.
Sit by the pool. It's like, okay, this ain't going to look cool.
Yeah, that's right. I am terrible at, you know, organizing schedules, and I can't even organize my own. So I have to be able to do it myself. I can't organize some pianist. Schedule too. So,
right. What do you got coming up as far as what are you working on? What do you got coming up in your future? What's going on?
Let's see. You know, we're writing right now, like writing for the album, and that's been really fun with the band. The guys that are in the band are super cool. Ryan Jones, Sam Bumier, Brian Taylor. I know, super
quality
legit.
Guys.
Right? Yeah, some people think they're amazing.
Ryan gave me guitar
me.
Lessons once.
What?
I know, right?
I know.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's so rad.
Not that I play guitar, but...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my
he's God. Amazing.
Fully rad.
Yeah, so, anyway.
And Ryan.
Such content.
Kick in.
Yeah, Brian's the dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a guy from this band called Dr. Seahorse that are super legit down in San Diego that said Brian Taylor was the best drummer he knows. And this
Booyah.
Guy was, like, legit
Booyah.
Status.
Well,
like, he was really good.
He's played with a lot of big names.
Yeah, like Gwen Stefani.
You know.
And, you know. Yeah, right. I know. And Jarrett LaMaster.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I mean, you know, it's a crazy assortment of guests.
Another thing I want to ask you in the next segment is about your whole Sleepless in
San Diego.
San Diego. So we'll pick your brain about that next time around.
Okay.
And you're listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. We're going to take you out, actually, with a song by Jarrett LaMaster right here in studio live, as we do here at Worship Factory. So Jarrett LaMaster and Stop. And Stop. We'll be right back.
I'm here. I'm barely standing. My soul is waiting for you. You're mine, and I'm yours, Jesus. Your blood has made me new, and right now I feel your spirit filling me here. Your love is so strong, and I stop, and bow down before the throne. My soul. My King, my Sovereign Lord, yeah. Your cross speaks of your love unfailing, and I can't believe to love me too. My soul is yours, my heart is breaking, and I praise your name for all that you do. And right now I feel your spirit filling me here. Your love is so strong, and I stop and bow down before your throne. My soul, it waits for my King, my sovereign Lord. My soul, yeah, it waits for my King. Spirit filling me here. Your love is so strong, and I stop, and I stop. My soul.
That was Jared LeMaster right here at KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll be right back.